Hi again, everyone. Welcome back to Radio Lee. So if you've been following my photos, you'll notice that I've been somewhat preoccupied with a little fox that's living in the park near my home. And I thought initially the fox might have left once the ice went out on the lake. But it occurred to me as the Canada geese moved in, the fox would have some pretty good food options as they laid eggs and started to raise their young. The other day in the park, the fox came trotting along back to its den with a little brown thing in its mouth, and I didn't know exactly what it was, and I haven't seen any goslings yet. It might be a little bit too early, but you know the time is coming, and this is nature. I was listening to David Suzuki last night on Bill Moyers and Company. There seemed to be split philosophies around how to approach the subject of climate change. And on one side, you have the people saying, you know, it's basically over. It's, you know, humans are going to transition out and life is going to take new shape. That's a possibility. And that possibility, in my mind, is more real than the possibilities on the other side of the anti-gloom and doom picture, as they would describe it, gloom and doom. And that side of possibility is the side of technology. But technology has its inherent problems. Okay, so we're in trouble. But what I like about David Suzuki is that little question at the end. Do we know definitively what will happen? No, we don't. We don't. So that little hinge, that little pendulum on which we're swinging right now, that's a wonderful place to pin hope as actionable. I don't find hope very hopeful if we don't act on it. So what I like about David Suzuki also, and this is something that I've been talking about, if you've been following my blogs to Paulo Freire, I'm trying to get at this, no matter how small, no matter how large, concept. The little thing that you do today can matter if hundreds of millions of people are doing it. So if you choose to plant a seed today, if you choose to buy heirloom seeds, if you choose to not treat your grass with chemical poisons, if you choose to recycle, if you choose to compost, if you add black dirt back to the earth, if you help rebuild soil, all of this is helping. It's not underwhelming to contribute in even the smallest way. And actionable hope, I think, is where possibility exists. Further possibility. I'll leave you now with a poem from my ebook, Without Haiku. Opening the door, I sing to the rabbit who listens. I bend, pulling weeds.